Welcome to Under Lock and Key, news and commentary about prisons from the Revolutionary Anti-Imperialist League and the Maoist Internationalist Movement.
Letters from prisoners expose injustice and resistance.
The U.S. incarcerates a greater percentage of its population than any other country, sending more black men to prison than college. The purpose of this program is to educate about and inspire activism against the American lockdown.
Dear comrades, I hope this finds you well. As you may recall, I filed suit in 1997 challenging the Washington State's Department of Corrections ban on MIM notes. The pigs recently settled the suit. Effective January 5th, 2000, they are supposed to stop censoring MIM notes. If they censor it, we can seek enforcement of the settlement in state or federal court. I'm having copies made of the settlement, and I will send it to you as soon as I get them. The pigs paid our lawyers about $53,000 in attorney fees. One of my lawyers has already forwarded the 1997-98 MIM notes to me. The other one will send me the stuff he has shortly. In the event any copies of MIM notes are censored in Washington prisons after next week, let me know as soon as possible, and we will get on the pigs over it. I will be writing an article on the lawsuit settlement in Prison Legal News, so Washington prisoners will be aware of it. A prisoner in Washington.
MIM responded in MIM notes, "We're thrilled to report this victory over the Washington prison system, which has been censoring MIM notes, other literature we send in, and correspondence to prisoners for years. This prisoner waged a very important legal battle, and this victory demonstrates that such protracted battles within the capitalist system are an important part of our work in the current stage of the struggle. Prisoners in many states are at different stages of fighting similar legal battles. We ask that all comrades who have successfully filed grievances, won lawsuits or settlements, please send summaries of your work. Through MIM Legal Notes and the Prisoners Legal Clinic, we distribute relevant legal information to other prisoners. Some prisoners involved in the anti-censorship campaign have little legal experience and would greatly benefit from the MIM Legal Notes submissions outlining starting points. If you are on the outside and do not have legal experience, you can still contribute to the Serve the People Prisoners Legal Clinic. We need assistance for a variety of tasks: typing in legal information written by prisoners, publishing the information on the web pages, copying and distributing legal information, organizing benefit concerts to cover costs, soliciting help from lawyers, and doing basic legal research on case law relevant to prisoners' cases."
A Florida prisoner writes, "The prison population in Florida has tripled since 1987, from 27,000 to well over 67,000 in 1998. 85% of the adult and 95% of the juvenile prisoners are illiterate. Prisoners in the Florida Department of Corrections and across the nation are like the Hebrew slaves in Egypt. The government has taken everything from us, down to our supposed constitutional access to their criminal injustice system. And what do? Cry like helpless babies? And if we cry, they stick a pacifier into our mouths. What is this pacifier? A television, a football, a basketball, foolish games and special privileges. Mim, I don't know, but I think the back of black people here in America has been broken. There is still great fear of the white man. I believe they inherited this fear and the inability to unite in love from slavery, and it was handed down from generation to generation. You know, the history of slavery in America reveals that most of the atrocities were committed against children. This was a system the slave master used to pass fear on. Knowledge. Knowledge is a sole doctor with the remedy for this huge epidemic disease. We, the underprivileged, are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because we have no knowledge, we fail to see the net set by the fishermen, the government. All we see are the small pieces of bait, materialism, which are the crumbs that fall from their table. We end up as food for their stomach. This being the case, we must get the knowledge which will free us from the fisherman's net, before we end up in his frying pan, then food for his belly. He enters nation after nation, in the name of peace and stability. But when he leaves, there's only poverty and destruction. We must learn to identify this force under the current disguise of peace and stability. It is truly imperialism. Imperialism is a vampire. And who are they? To tell the truth in this world is against the law. We have to open our eyes and look. The Babylonians had long ago taken their imperialist game to another level. A Prisoner in Florida.
The following are letters from prisoners in Texas and Tennessee. I was attacked by pigs and labeled the aggressor. I salute you brothers and sisters around the world with a clenched fist who have ever been the victim of police brutality, cruel and unusual punishment, or unnecessary use of force, because the time has come to fight back. I've been locked down for 13 years here in the state of Texas, and I've been the victim of more than one assault by the state's overseers. But yet the participants in both assaults altered the use of force papers that have been filled out to say that I was the aggressor, to justify their attack. The first time I was assaulted, I was in handcuffs with my hands behind my back, but yet these thugs have the green light to assault and even kill. They made statements that I tried to kick them, justifying their actions. I had 3 ribs broken and a tooth kicked out at the end of their assault. The second time, I had refused to get out of the shower with soap still on me. The officers that assaulted me then stated that I came out of the shower to assault one of the 3 thugs present. I was thrown to the floor and beaten for 3 to 5 minutes. I filled out a grievance, and the plantation's head warden denied my claim of cruel and unusual punishment. These crimes that the thugs commit, assault and murder, are no different from the crimes people commit to be in prison. So why are they looked at differently? It's because you, the people of society, are accepting the killings the officers commit as being nothing important until it happens to someone you love. It's time to stop these thugs and their assaults and killings. That was a letter from a Texas prisoner on the 25th of October, 1999.
Pigs encouraged to sabotage evidence. The Tennessee Supreme Court has just ruled that evidence lost or inadvertently destroyed by prosecution, pigs or their agents, prison guards or jailers, is justification to deny prisoners or defendants post-conviction petition if the state claims it was not done in bad faith. Comrades, we all know what comes next with this latest judicial ruling. The United Snakes government, U.S. Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, and IRS, has decided it is at war with its own citizens, and Waco was only the tip of the iceberg as far as the tyranny goes. Society decided through its elected officials, and they to political appointees, Reno et al., that some rights must be sacrificed for the government of the greater good, and that greater good is subjective to the whim of self-serving politicians. Many prisoners in America today have given up on life, lost hope of receiving deliverance from the belly of the beast, or become animals, or as depraved as the government. The government pigs, corrupt judges, amoral politicians, and bloodthirsty conservative citizens need prisoners to become evil in order to build more and better concentration camps, boot camps, and maximum security high schools for minority children in the upcoming millennium. I continue to fight, speak out, and try to educate the young brothers, but the system encourages and promotes the thug-slash-gang mentality, because this attitude says, why read a book? From a Tennessee prisoner, the 4th of October, 1999.
Crackdown on Texas death row. Dear Mim, I wanted to let you know the new treatment these pigs are doing to me and my fellow death row prisoners in Texas, the Gulag State. Since November 1998 and Martin Gorala's almost successful escape, Texas officials have been making a point to punish the rest of Texas death row. Since that November, we've had our property seized, destroyed, and lost. Our work privileges, except for a select 45 out of the 360 prisoners, have been terminated without notice and without reason. We were forced into single-cell status, a recreation reduced from 15 hours 7 days a week to 2 hours 5 days a week, and food has been reduced. Breakfast is one egg, 2 biscuits, and 2 ounces of gravy. But on November 12, 1999, the guards decided to empty 2 wings containing 60 death row prisoners and put 30 on various other death row wings, and the other 30 of us in solitary confinement. No one has committed any violations, and some have had clean disciplinary records for over 10 years. And though LS1 unit has changed the name of solitary to F-wing, there are no differences of the conditions of the cells than before. We have been reclassified, so we must be handcuffed and visit in cages. To add insult, we must get on our knees and lean back against the cell door to have the cuffs put on our wrists and back, a procedure only done for solitary confinement prisoners. Even death row segregation can stand while being handcuffed. Yet they say we are randomly selected, and not as punishment. I can only assume that if this is not their idea of punishment, then punishment will begin when they start beating us. Can I only presume that is next, since we are already in solitary confinement? It's a letter from a Texas prisoner on death row.
Tennessee punishes prisoners by taking their hats and gloves. The prisoncrats in Tennessee have devised another plot to make prisoners suffer. New prisoners being assigned to maximum security, or who are on maximum status and received a disciplinary infraction, must now forsake hats and gloves. In eastern Tennessee, December through February, temperatures are in the mid-20s or teens. Also, inmates must forfeit their TVs and radios. What possible reason could prisoncrats have for taking a man's hat and gloves during winter months, other than to make a man suffer? The taking of TVs and radios was not such a bad idea. Maybe now the captives will find their way into the real world, instead of the delusional world of Days of Our Lives. Most captives can tell you all the characters' names, personal finances, the last 3 or 4 year plot of numerous soap operas, yet cannot even begin to explain prison policy and procedure. This is just another step in control tactics. Prisoncrats know the captives enjoy TV and radio, so they put conditions upon your having those items. And it's been very effective so far. Slowly but surely, the captives are being stripped of their manhood. And the sad part, they willingly submit to this unjust subjugation for the price of a TV show. It truly sickens me. In struggle, a Tennessee prisoner, 20th of December, 1999.
This has been Under Lock and Key, a revolutionary anti-imperialist league and Maoist internationalist movement program about prisons. For more information, contact RAIL, P.O. Box 712, Amherst, Massachusetts, 01004, or email radio@mim.org.